Several key Capital Region races will be decided in today's primaries. I'm Dave Lucas, and we'll take a look at the ballot in the City of Albany. In the City of Albany, 9 of 15 Common Council seats are open. The election season comes as local activists have faulted some sitting councilors for tabling a bill this spring that would have banned tear gas and rubber bullets. Among the 9 councilors who tabled the measure are 4 who aren't running for another term: Richard Conti, Joe Igo, Michael O'Brien, and Kathy Fahey. The councilors up for re-election are Alfredo Ballarin, Ginny Farrell, Jack Flynn, Kelly Kimbrough, and Joyce Love. Ivy Morris, former chair of Albany's Community Police Review Board, is urging residents to head to the polls.
So what we need to do is figure out a way to get on the ground, all of us, to kind of lift the Common Council members that we support and that support us, and get rid of those who don't.
Third Ward Councillor Love had told councillors before the vote on Local Law C that she experienced tear gas firsthand last June 1st, but expressed fear that with an outright ban, police might be led to open fire on poor neighborhoods. Again, Morris.
The Common Council needs to be held accountable. If they don't get with what we've tasked them to do, they need to go.
Love is being challenged by Stephen Negron and James Davis Jr. Davis was reportedly arrested for 2 separate incidents in January, one for threatening to kill a Muslim and another for chasing a man with a firearm. A call to Albany police for an update on the charges was not returned. Farrell, Flynn, and Kimbrough face no Democratic primary challengers. In Ward 6, Jeff Mayo, Susan Petto, and Gabriella Romero are battling for Conti's seat, opened for the first time since 1997. In the first ward, Sonia Frederick was appointed to the seat in 2020, then won a special election to complete the term. She faces Scott Manorino. In the second ward, Councillor Derek Johnson is being challenged by Lovett Branch. In Ward 5, Councillor Jamel Robinson is pitted against Wilmer Lawson. Vying for the Ward 7 seat are Sergio Adams, Violetta DeRosa, and former Albany County legislator Brian Scavo, who has faced his own legal troubles. Ward 9 pits Jolynn Gallagher against Megan Keegan. In the 11th ward, Councillor Alfredo Ballarin is being challenged by Luis Williams. And in the 14th, Celia Evers goes against Deb Rosenzimmer. Democratic Mayor Kathy Sheehan is vying for a third term, facing a challenge from Valerie Faust.
Campaigning and having a primary during a pandemic is something that is new to all of us. I certainly think that we're probably going to see an impact on voter turnout. You know, not only is an election that's happening as we're coming out of a pandemic, you know, it started when all of the restrictions were still in place. And so, you know, the typical type of buildup that you would see from petitioning through to the primary really didn't happen because we couldn't have, you know, events.
The primary winner will face independent candidate Greg Adella and Republican Alicia Purdy in November. Sheehan is optimistic about her chances.
Having this primary is the first time that the mayoral primary has been in June. And so that's another thing that, you know, many people are still learning about, that the primary has changed. It's not in September, it's in June, even though this is the second cycle where the second year that is the case. But it's all still new. So I think it is going to impact turnout. I never take anything for granted. I'm grateful to everyone who is supporting me, and I hope that they all get out and vote.
Polls are open until 9 p.m. Early voting ran until June 20th. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.